Numbers 33. These are the stages by which the Israelites went out of the land of Egypt in military formation under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Moses wrote down their starting points, stage by stage, by command of the Lord. And these are their stages according to their starting places. They set out from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the day after the Passover, the Israelites went out boldly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. The Lord executed judgments even against their gods. So the Israelites set out from Ramesses and camped at Succoth. They set out from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They set out from Etham and turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which faces Baal-Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. They set out from Pi-Hahiroth, passed through the sea into the wilderness, went a 3 days journey in the wilderness of Etham, and camped at Marah. They set out from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. They set out from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They set out from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They set out from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophka. They set out from Dophka and camped at Elush. They set out from Elush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They set out from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataava. They set out from Kibroth Hataava and camped at Hazeroth. They set out from Hazeroth and camped at Rithma. They set out from Rithma and camped at Rimmon Perez. They set out from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. They set out from Libna and camped at Rissa. They set out from Rissa and camped at Kehelatha. They set out from Kehelatha and camped at Mount Shepher. They set out from Mount Shepher and camped at Hareda. They set out from Hareda and camped at Makeloth. They set out from Makeloth and camped at Tahath. They set out from Tahath and camped at Tira. They set out from Tira and camped at Mithka. They set out from Mithka and camped at Hashmona. They set out from Hashmona and camped at Mosiroth. They set out from Mosiroth and camped at Beni-Jaakan. They set out from Beni-Jaakan and camped at Hor-Hagidgad. They set out from Hor-Hagidgad and camped at Jotbatha. They set out from Jotbatha and camped at Abrona. They set out from Abrona and camped at Ezion-Geber. They set out from Ezion-Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is Kadesh. They set out from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up Mount Hor at the command of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the Israelites had come out of the land of Egypt on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. The Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the Israelites. They set out from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They set out from Zalmona and camped at Punon. They set out from Punon and camped at Oboth. They set out from Oboth and camped at Ayah Abarim, in the territory of Moab. They set out from Ayim and camped at Dibon Gad. They set out from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. They set out from Almon Diblathaim and camped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. They set out from the mountains of Abarim and camped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth, as far as Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. In the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
Speak to the Israelites and say to them,
When you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their figured stones, destroy all their cast images, and demolish all their high places. You shall take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land to possess. You shall apportion the land by lot according to your clans. To a large one you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small one you shall give a small inheritance. The inheritance shall belong to the person on whom the lot falls. According to your ancestral tribes, you shall inherit. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those whom you let remain shall be as barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They shall trouble you in the land where you are settling, and I will do to you as I thought to do to them.